A hepatitis C outbreak in the state's prisons poses a danger to guards and the general public. At least that's what one state lawmaker is saying. He's urging prison officials to figure out who has the virus and keep it from spreading. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Tennessee Representative John Mark Wendell's district includes one of the state's biggest prisons, the Morgan County Correctional Complex. Hundreds of people work there. But it's not just their safety he's worried about. It's also that of relatives and people who will come in contact with inmates after their release.
90% of all inmates are released back into the general population. And if you've got 10,000 people that have hepatitis C, they're going to re-enter the general population. The chance for the spread of that disease is phenomenal. And we need to take steps to try to address that immediately.
But Wendell says that 10,000 figure is conjecture because prison officials don't know for sure exactly how many inmates are carrying hepatitis C. What they do know is that more than 3,000 have the disease, which is spread through dirty needles, tattoos, and bodily fluids. Wendell would like the state to give every inmate blood tests for hepatitis C, or at least develop a protocol for figuring out those most at risk for the disease. Wider testing would be expensive, and treatment for hepatitis C could cost more than $80,000 per patient. But, says Wendell, the cost to the state if the disease spreads beyond the prison walls would be far greater. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.